Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Aaron and Melissa Sheikh Yu. And the schuss of Chavit Fega Bas Micha Dispasia and Gila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Necha Gittel Bas Maris Rachel Esther, Rachel Tzecha Latzem. And we're going to be learning about the Inyan of Chnasus Orchim, Chesed, Avram Avinu, based on the Torah of Hagon Reb Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan Shlita. In Parshas Vayera, the Torah opens up with the Inyan of Hachnasas Orchim, that Avram Avinu so excelled at. And then Behemshech HaParshas is Vayita Eshel, Chazal Darshan Shanata Pundak Lachsanya. He opened up this little inn, and they had all these Paris there. In Bechlal, we find the Midah of Avram Avinu was Midah Sachesed, Hitein Emes Liakov, Chesed Lavram, including this Midah. Is any hatova, any good that a person does with others, like the Gemara says, that Menachem Avelim, Ksuvus Chesed Midbeis, are called Amachzikim Bevrisoi Shel Avram Avinu. That's the covenant of Avram Avinu. Chnas is Menachem Avelim, Chesed is Avram. Nevertheless, even though it was Midas Chesed, what we see explicitly in the Pasuk is only the Hanhaga of Achnasis Orchim. And then you could say that the Tefillah Alan Shei Stom is included in Chesed, and being Misasik before Asara. But the Igar Chesed in the Torah seems to be by Avram Avinu Achnasis Orchim. You have to understand why Dafka Achnasis Orchim more than other Chesedim B'Rambam. Evel Yudal at Beis writes, "Vachok shechakako Avram Avinu derav derech Chesed shenagba, machil oivrei dochim u'mashka oisan u'melav oisan." This is the chok. This is the law that Avram Avinu made, and the derech Chesed that he was knowing, he fed the oivrei drachim, he fed the passersby, gave them to drink, and he accompanied them. So why emphasize Dafka the Achnasis Orchim? And there's so many other chassadim Avraham Avinu surely did. Gemara says, "Gadol Achnasis Orchim Yosef me'akbalas pnei Ashchina." D'chsiv ayom Hashem, "Imlam atzasichin b'necha nasavur mi'alav decha." It's greater than a kabbalas pnei Ashchina to be Achnasis Orchim. Why? Where do we see this from Avraham Avinu? He says, "If I find favor in your eyes, God, please don't go away. I have to take care of my guests." So he's taking care of his guests greater than a Kabbalah's Bnei Ashchina. So it would appear by Pashas that this Maila was said only Klape Echnasas Orchim and not at every Gemilas Chesed, that we don't find that we learn other Chesedim first. We have to understand, where do we find that Echnasas Orchim is so special, so unique? It has its own shame. Dafka Gedol Echnasas Orchim Yosef Me'apolis Bnei Ashchina, not other Chesedim. In the Gemara and Saita, and Daf Yud says, "Vayita Eishel v'yikra Hashem b'shem Hashem k'alayla mamre ishlok ishalti kvi v'yikra ala v'yakri melamed shehikri avar mevinu l'shmai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'fe'a kol oiver v'shav k'etzad l'achar she'achru v'shasu amdu l'borcho amr lahem v'chi mishali achaltem mishal o'kei olam achaltem hodu v'shivchu v'borcho l'mishu ha'omar v'haya olam." So it says that he was makri the shame of Hashem in the mouths of everybody who passed by. That's what it means, Vayikri, called out. He made others call out. How does that work? After they ate and drank, they got up to bless him. And he said to them, "What do you mean? You didn't eat from me. You ate from the God of the world. Praise him, bless him." In other words, through the chesed that Avraham Avinu did with the Orchim, he was makri, he was margil, b'fi kol over v'shav, likroi b'shem misha amar v'haya olam. So he put in their mouths the name of he who said, "And the world came into being, Shem Hashem." Of course, we have to understand this chazal. On one hand, it's mashma, that the purpose for planting this eshel was to do chesed. On the other hand, we find that the purpose was to be mefalsim the emuna. He told them, "Hey, don't thank me, thank Hashem." And the chesed is a means toward this. So how did these two things come together? Was it in order to do chesed, in order to be mefalsim the emuna? We also have to understand what it tells Fishan springs from Divrei Chazal. In Laratzi Lavarech, Amalim Avraham Avinu, Piru Masha Achalta Mishasisim, if they didn't want to bless Hashem, Avraham Avinu said, okay, so then you have to pay. You ate and drank, you have to pay. It's either going to be benching or paying. So the Chora, this Tvi of Tashlumen, demanding payment, is against Chesed. Not only that, we have to understand what's this inyan of Liman Amunah B'derech Kfiyah. Coercive Amunah like that. All right, you don't want to thank God? Pay. It's well known what the Saba Mislabotka says, brought in the Sefer Orat Safun, which is written by his Talmidim, Dov Katz and others, page Kuf Yud Beis, Reish Lamed Hei. That Pirsim Amunah is also included in Chesed. After Avraham Avinu gave them to eat, and did a chesed gashmi with them, he continued giving them a chesed ruchni by teaching them emunah. However, from the Gemara it's mashma that Avram didn't do this b'teiras chesed. The Alter says that he did it b'teiras chesed, this piercing emunah. But the mashma of the Gemara is that he did it tzerich gavoya for God in order to teach them emunah. Not mitzat chesed. And Rashi brings it alone. He says, Vayikra, Vayakri, he called out the name of God in people's mouths. He's teaching them emunah. Vayikra divrei ha-gemara tzarech lahavin. Why did Avraham Avinu need to be machnis them to his house to give them of his own food to eat and thereby teach them emunah? That they're eating from Hashem. So don't bring them into your house. Let them give them food and let them eat in their own houses. You're also eating from Hashem. Why bring them into your own house? Also, Avraham Avinu is coming to teach them emunah. So why does he have to teach them emunah? You're eating from Hashem. Why don't you say better than eating from Hashem? Say that God created the whole world. He just give you lunch. Gave the whole world. Calls that Tzarech Biyul. So, what's the mahus? What's the essence of Midas HaChesed via which Avraham Avinu was Megala Moon into the world? So the Rambam writes in Deis Aleph Zayin, and after he brings the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav, Shin Tzaveinu B'zeleidamas LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chasta of Midasav, he says the pasuk Yedati b'leman asher yitzab es banav v'es beisay achor v'shamru derech Hashem. That was the derech of Avraham Avinu. The yidamus lo yizbarach. That Avraham's chesed was going in the ways of Hashem. He was shamer derech Hashem by doing chesed. That was the derech of Avraham Avinu. The yidamus lo yizbarach. Mid of chesed of Avraham Avinu was rooted in his damuso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Chesed Yibane. That's what the Alter talks about in Art Safin, page Tzadi Hei, in the Maimon Maisa Avos. That God created the world with Chesed, so Avraham Avinu was also a man of Chesed. He was Misdamel Midaisev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this midah of chesed, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes the midah of chesed by man. Since man is created with Tzelem Elokim, he has the midas of Hashem, the qualities of Hashem. So therefore, he has to make sure to be medam etzur liyotzwa. He has to make himself similar to Hashem and do chesed with others. Like the Cheves HaLevavah says, Shara Bitachon, Paragimel, Sheaboyre yizborach merachim ala adam yosef mikol merachim, v'chol rachamim v'chemla, שיהיו מזולסוי אולוב כולם הם מרחמי הקל וחמלסוי. ומשה מרקוסו ונוסם לך רחמים וריחמך והרבך. That the Borei has mercy on man more than anybody else. And all the mercy we have all comes from Hashem. So when we're merciful on others, that's coming from the mercy of Hashem that He put in the world. We have to connect to that mercy put within us. And therefore, when Avraham Avinu comes to be melamed and megala the emuna, that there's a manig labira, he did it by being mizdama labira b'achizasa b'midas hachesed, by clinging to this midah of chesed b'achnasas orchim. Mitoch kach limdom shegam chasadav shelo anirim la'ayim mushroshim heim b'hanagasay b'hanagas chesed shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he taught them that his own chasadim are rooted in the chesed of Hashem. This chesed that I'm doing for you is not my own chesed. It's a chesed that's coming from Hashem, not from you. Where does this come from? What's the root of it? The root of it is Hashem. Hashem is tovu meitiv, and that's where I'm getting it from. And this olam chesed yibana, this creating the world with chesed, is reflected through me. It starts up there. It starts with Hashem. That's what moves me to do chesed, because I want to be mizdama l'koini. I want to be similar to my Creator. And with this we can understand the Tosfos Shantz that Avraham Avinu said to them. Shim lo yodu v'yakiru b'borei olam, that if you don't recognize Hashem, then you have to be poirei adumei ha'seuda. You're going to have to pay. Why? Because without emuna, there's no room for midah of chesed. Famous line of Avraham Avinu: "Raka in yiratz elokim makom zev rabuni al davar ishti." You guys have no yirushimayim. You're going to kill me. If there's no God, then there's no morals. You kill me. And I'm not going to do chesed. Why should there be chesed? You don't believe in Hashem. So there's no chesed in the world. There's more. It's known that the tachlis of Bria's Olam, and if there's no chesed in the world, then you have to pay. So I told them they have to pay. That's what he was trying to teach them, that all the chesed comes from Hashem. So it's known that the tachas of the Bria Sa'olam is in order to do good. So we're used to thinking that the inyan of hatava, of doing good to the Nevraim, is time of the klah. We know that Hashem created the world. That's because Hashem wanted to do good. But there's more to it. So let's see. It says in Tehillim, "Maskil Eisan Hazirachi, Chaz De Olam Ashira LeDor BeDor Odiyah Manascha BeFi, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibane." So you have this parak of Tehillim Pei Tes, the Chesed of Hashem. I'll sing, and every generation I'll tell your faith in my mouth. Because they said the world was created with chesed. In other words, how am I going to be modia emunascha b'fi? How am I going to tell my emuna when I talk about your chesed? The hoidah of emuna, informing people of emuna, comes through the tfisa, through the perception of chesed Hashem, biur advarim. A person who looks at the bria, he's amazed. He wants to know what's going on over here. What's the secret of creation? What's the purpose? What's the root? What's the machshava tchila? He wants to recognize miwa borei shebara, emunah bitachon to the chazanish, where he says the person has a quiet moment. He says, what's the secret of the whole universe? Comes Avraham Avinu, and his mamik bebriya, and his makir the yaseid achesed shebebriya. How the sun shines on the earth. It's beneficial to everybody. It's the moon, the stars, they're all beneficial to people. And the earth gives us sustenance. It's all about chesed. Tehillim lamed gimel hay chesed Hashem mala aretz. Tehillim kuf gimel yod zayin chesed Hashem e'olam b'ad olam. Chesed Hashem fills the earth. Chesed Hashem is forever. Avraham Avinu is inspired in that. When he thinks about that, he's Megali, reveals There's a makor for all of this chesed. And that's the Boreh that created the sun, the moon, the stars, to do good. Same brachas kriyas shema toiv yatzar kavod l'shemoy ma'oiros nasan tzviv ha'suzah ha'mechadish b'tuvo b'chorim t'mar matzeh b'reishis. So we see this good. God created good through the ma'oiros, the sun, the moon, the stars. Kamur lo'ois ha'orim g'doylem. God makes this great light. Ki lo'olam chazuk, because his chesed is forever. We see the chesed of Hashem through the heavenly hosts, the sun, the moon, the stars. That's the Bria. Avraham Avinu looked at the Bria and he says, there's a lot of chesed here. That means there's a God here. That's where it's coming from. Hashem created everything for chesed. With chesed. Oilam chesed yibane. So this is the place that's built to be makabel the chesed of Hashem. And this is where we recognize that he has this need of wanting to be meitiv. Because the Avraham Avinu taught the Emuna through Achnasas Orchim. What's the mile of Achnasas Orchim? If he gives them food, he's not Makayim Achnasas Orchim, it's only Chesed. So Achnasas Orchim is that the house is for the guest. Not only does he give him what he needs, he also gives him a place to be. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Anu shpizem bav mitziyah." Talking about Achnasas Orchim, Chavdal Adam at base. She kibdoi ve'asalei matami meharbe. V'tikein habayis bekelim mechubadim. He gave him a lot of good food, and he fixed the house with good kelim, with kelim mechubadim. He gave him a place to be. The chiddush and the milo of Achnasas Orchim klapei sharin yanei gemilus chasadim is that in this chesed he brings his friend into his own home, into his private rishus hayochid. And for this reason, fitting to give the guest honor, glory, as we're going to explain, that otherwise he'll be batel. He'll be nullified to the Baal HaBayis. The mitzvah is to give him his own place. Now you have your place in my home. It's your place. Gemara says, a ma'isa with the Isha Shunamis, Lachem Perek Beis, Perek Dalet, Nasana Aliyas Kir Kitana. Gemara says, what does it mean, Aliyas Kir Kitana? So Rabbi Shmuel, one says, Aliyah Pruha Yisavikiru. It was an open attic. She put a roof. Chanamach Sadri Gedal HaYisavikul HaShnayim. It was this big, like a courtyard, and she split it up into two. So Bishlam Lamander Mach Sadri Hainu Kir. So I get achsadja, that's what it means, kira. Nasana liyas kir ketana, it's a wall. So she made this teklis achsadja, and she split it into two, she put up a wall. But what does it mean, according to the mandiyama that says that it was an open attic and she put a roof? Gemara says, shekihua, she put a tikra, she put a roof. So it's either a kira, a wall, or a roof. Each one according to respective mandiyama. So I get according to the Mandi Amar, Aliyah, Nasa Aliyah's Kirkatana was the attic. She made a roof in the attic, but if you said it was an Achsadra, it wasn't the attic. It was Aliyah's. So Gemara says, Mu'ula Shebebatim, the best of homes. So you know, you're sitting, you learn Gemara, you could be doing other things. So obviously you're learning it because it's important. Well, what is this teaching us? What's the point of this being in the Gemara? So Rav Steinman explained that what's unique about the Isha Shunamis and her parasha Achnasas Orchim, Achnasas Orchim, is a kinyan of Klal Yisrael from Avraham Avinu. The answer is this Isha Shunamis was mechadish begeder Achnasas Orchim. But not only is the house for the guest, Not only is the person going to be mechabed the guest in his house, but the house will be for the guest. So they made a special room, a special achsadra, a special attic, whatever it was, for the sake of the guest, to show that, like, I have a neighbor who did renovations because his parents wanted to move in. They added on to their house, so they'll have an area just for their parents. So that's the best hachnasas orchem. He's showing the house is yours. Part of the house is yours. So she renovated her house a little bit for the guest. So the house is yours. And that's the larichus devarim. That's the whole nasamat in the Gemara, to show us that she did this extra tircha to make the, to show the guest, show Elisha that the home is his. So that's what we learn together of chanasas orchem. It's not only you give a person a place to be and you mechabi the person, but you show this person, this is your place. And that's an added maila nachnasas orchem that we didn't know earlier. Till now, nachnasas orchem meant let somebody come into your house and be nice to them. Treat them well. Now it's showing, no, dude, this house is your house. My home is your home. Make yourself at home. She did. She put him in the house. She renovated to show the guest. The guest, this is your house. And with this midah, Avraham Avinu was misyachid. He was machnas orchem lebeisa. It's teaching us, obviously, if the Yishanamis was doing it, so Avraham Avinu made the guest feel, this is your house. The whole tzura of the bayis was for achnasas orchem. He made four psachim lebeisa, like we all learned in Gan. In four openings. He brought them into his house and he showed them there's a God. And they thought that they're in the place that Avraham Avinu made for them. They're eating and drinking from Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu said, no, this place we're in, this is all from Tuv Hashem. What you thought until now, that you're eating, you're in my house and you're eating from me, is not true. You're in the world of God, Olam Chesed. And you're makabel the chesed of Hashem. Like we say, shachalnu mishalo v'tuvo chayinu, we ate from you, we live in your good. And with this he taught them the yisayda emuna. When they recognize the world as a place that you're supposed to absorb the chesed of Hashem, they are omed on the shorash chesed, they understand the root of this chesed. That's the boire. He created the world lahete for chesed. The etzim b'riyas ha'olam is hatava. That's the shorish of the whole chesed. In the chnasas orchem, you make room in your home for this person. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world. This is his home and he's bringing us in. He made this special home. Just for us. His home is called the universe. So being masig, the midah of chesed of Hashem, is not something additional to knowing the boire. The whole Yediyas HaBore is by recognizing the Chesed and the Bria. That's the whole Bria. What's the whole Bria? The whole Bria is Hashem being Machnis Orchem. And recognizing that Chesed. And it's all for us. It's not just that you know there's a God and then you thank God, oh, this God did this Chesed for me. The whole Bria is Chesed. Whole existence is Chesed. Yerad Sofen writes Bikitzer, Chelek Aleph, page Kufay, Hine Iker Torah Sadu Maisa Ovis Isbata Gupulas Achesed, Shehaini Vu Torah Schaim Shalem, Esa Torah Zoyz Torah Sachesed Lamdu Me'etzem Abriya, Buchol Abriya Mizgal Achesed Hashem. The Iker told us, Adu Maisa Ovis, story of man, is expressed in Chesed. That was their Torah Schaim. And they learned this from the Briya. In the whole Briya, we see the Chesed of Hashem. Hashem gave Adam Rishon a world of chesed. And from this he learned to do chesed with the other Nevraim. That's what Chazal say, Mishein Osek B'gmilos Chesedim, Demik Mishein Lo Elokai. Somebody who doesn't recognize They were in the world of a chesed of Hashem. So he has no God. You're not Isaac in chesed. It's like you have no God because the whole Bria is chesed. They're not being Isaac in chesed. You're just missing the whole point of the Bria. It's like saying there is no God because the whole chesed, the whole Bria is chesed. If a person's not Isaac in this, the whole Bria that Hashem created is chesed. So if a person's not Isaac in chesed, he's denying the Bari. That's what we say in Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah. Ana zechor lanu av yedacha, chaz lecha lamo b'lamo b'hodiacha, shebeschus Avram sheodiyoscha as chaz lecha b'olam. Because Avram Avinu told your chesed in the world, we ask for the chesed of Hashem. Chaz lecha lamo b'hodiacha. Either it means that you already were Modia your Chesed, or asking the future you're Modia your Chesed. But Zecholan Wav Yidacha, because Avraham Avinu's Chesed, he knew you with Chesed. So you do Chesed with us, or you've already done Chesed with us. And that's the Mechuvin, the Rambam, Tchila Sefer Amada, it was Mamid, Oisek, Bamadis Ulam, Bamadis Hamuna. Where does Emunah come from? Meshoich chaz lecha liyaydecha. It's after the pasuk Kimcha makor chayim borcha nira'ol. With you is the root of life. With your light, we'll see light. Earlier it says Hashem b'ashamayim chazdecha. Emunascha ad shchakim. It's talking about the Bria. And it says Meshoich chaz lecha liyaydecha. Draw the chesed to those who know you. Used to be Mamed Emunah is to recognize the Midul Chesed. Talk about the Bria, you talk about Meshech Chazdecha Liyadecha. Now we can understand deeper in the Tosfos Shantz. And if they're not, they don't believe that they're eating because the Midul Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they can't be nana from this Chesed. Because the whole point of this chesed is Emunah. That's why the chesed is here. To connect to the Borei, who's the Meitiv. So if they don't recognize it, then they don't get this chesed, they don't deserve this chesed. And they asked about the Netiyas HaEishel. It's to be Mefarsim the Emunah. Or is it to be Goyim El Chesed? Which one is it? And Avraham Avinu made this in. The answer is that the purpose was to be Makar of them, to be Makavle Chazdo Shel Hashem, to bring them into the world of Olam Chesed Yibana. It's one and the same. Giving them chesed is bringing them into this world of Olam Chesed Yibana. It's showing them what's the Bria about. Why did Hashem create this world? So doing chesed is both telling them Emunah and doing chesed. Maybe this is included in what the Alter Mislavotka says, that in addition to the chesed Dagashmi of Machil Mashki, who's also Mashpiach Chesed Ruchni, telling them about the Borei Olam. So we still have a lot more to talk about this chesed of Avram. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. May nether we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.